Hi, thank you for calling the Maryland Abuse Helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring?
I'm not sure. I just spoke to a gentleman that called. You know, he gave me the phone number to call you guys. He wanted me to call on three-way.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
I don't know how to use it. I'm Trayvette Crawford.
What is it? I apologize.
Trayvette Crawford.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I apologize. And would you to see if you meet the criteria here to participate?
Yes.
Okay. And then just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you, correct?
No.
No. Okay. And you haven't signed anything electronically or via mail?
No.
No. Okay. And then are you filing the claim for yourself or is it for a loved one?
No, myself.
Yourself, okay. And then are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you. And then have you ever received money from anyone regarding this claim in the past?
No.
No, okay, no worries. And then do you know anyone else, excuse me, that was injured or, excuse me, that is seeking justice?
No.
No? Okay. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, bear with me. Next year we'll go through the abuse section here. Have you ever been a registered sex offender?
No.
Okay. And then did the abuse you experience involve someone affiliated with an institution, school, or church while you were under their care? Okay.
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear. Do you know what facility did where the abuse occurred?
Yes, it was Thomas J. S. Children's Center, and Thomas J. S. Wexner Children's Center.
Wexner. Okay. One second.
Mm-hmm.
On Red Clay Road.
Yes.
If you remember. Okay. I found it here. Okay. And again, I'm so sorry. That happened. Do you know?
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know what year or years that it happened?
In 1987.
1987. Okay. And then, can you describe the best you can the abuse that occurred?
Hold on a second.
No worries.
Okay. It was over a 2-month span, and at first it was just fondling, and then it became oral.
Okay. Wait. I do apologize. You said it was over a 2-month span.
Yes.
And then what was it?
It was fondling first, and then oral.
At first, and then oral. Okay. Okay. And then, what was your age?
12.
12. Gosh, so sorry. And what is your current age?
Well, my age now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 50. 50?
49. Oh, 49. Okay. And then was the abuser, or what was the abuser's role at the facility?
I'm trying to catch my breath. I'm just trying to catch my breath. Hold on.
Okay. No worries.
I think he was like a senior aide or teacher's aide. I'm not sure exactly.
He was an employed there?
Yes, he was one of the senior, he was a head person.
Okay. Do you happen to remember the name of him?
Yes, I remember for sure. It was John Stewart.
John Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then they do want to have a detailed description of the abuser's physical appearance as best as possible. Do you remember any, like, hair color, eye color, approximate age, tall, muscular, tattoos, accents, glasses, piercing?
He was tall. I know that he was tall, and he was white.
White.
And he had no hair. He's bald.
Bald. Okay.
Yes. And he was, like, tall and, you know, slender-like.
Slender. Okay.
Mm-hmm. With blue eyes.
Blue eyes. Okay.
That's as much as I remember. I really don't like remembering it.
Excuse me. Yeah, that makes sense. I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. It's so horrible. And do you remember, I think we touched a little bit on this, what his role was in this facility? Mm-hmm.
I know he was like
an
above an aide, but he was a senior aide. He was above every other aide there.
Okay.
In that department.
Okay. And then, can you remember how many times approximately you were abused during this time frame?
Five to six times.
Okay. And then, do you know where the abuse happened within the facility?
It was different places. Like, one time it was a closed room that no one used. And the other times it was, like, near the library in the back.
Near the library in back. Okay. Okay. Thank you. And then you said it was sexual abuse. Did you disclose any abuse to anyone?
Just my younger sister who was there also. And I told her own, because I wanted to make sure she stayed safe and knew not to go around this person. But I do remember that he was an actual senior aide, but he was a volunteer aide. Mm-hmm. He volunteered.
So he was a senior volunteer aide?
Yeah.
Okay, let me put that in here too. And then was your sister also affected at any point?
No.
Okay, good. Good, very good. Okay, so let me put that in here. So your sister, you told, because she was there as well. Sister wasn't affected. Okay. And then, was it back then? Do you know what year you told them approximately?
It was like 1987.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then they do want a description here of how the abuse has affected your life.
Yes, it has. Because I suffer from depression right now and anxiety, so it's been so hard for me to keep a job, hold a job down, so it's like I'm like financially burdened right now because I can't hold down a job because I just don't like being around people really much. I don't like to really go out.
Okay. Okay.
If I see people, or man that looks like that person, it triggers anxiety, and I just can't do it.
Okay. So, like, PTSD, like, symptoms / anxiety.
Yeah.
From seeing similar people in public.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, again, that you have to go through that.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And are you currently employed?
No.
No, okay. And then was law enforcement ever involved?
No.
No. And then do you have any corroboration that you were at the facility? Like any paperwork that you were there?
You know, I don't know. I have moved since then so much that I don't even know if I could even find it.
Okay. Okay, no worries.
I don't even know. That was like a memory I didn't even want to keep, so I don't even know where that paperwork could possibly be.
Okay. Okay, sorry, bear with me. And then next year we'll go through the injured party information. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Uh-huh. My gender's female.
Female, okay, thank you. Okay, and then can you spell your first name for me?
Yes, T-R-A. Z as in Victor, E-T-T-E.
And again, that was T-R-A-V-E-T-T-E?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then is Crawford C-R-A-W-F-O-R-D?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And what is your email address?
It's Trey, T-R-A-V-E-T-T-E, 85@gmail.com.
You said Gmail?
Yes.
Okay. So your first name, 85@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. And then is the 415-678-9935 your cell phone?
Yes, but I have another number.
Okay. What is your other phone number?
It's 415-499-2120.
Okay. Perfect. And then what is your mailing address?
It's 1222 Harrison Street. San Francisco, California. Let me see. What is my
you said
zip code?
What was the city?
San Francisco, California.
Oh, Francisco.
Mm-hmm. California.
Okay. So again, 122 Harrison Street, San Francisco, California. Okay.
Yeah, 122 Harrison Street.
Is there an apartment or anything?
Yeah, apartment 6210.
Okay. And then zip code 94103?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, is it, let me see here. Is it, my computer is giving me a hard time. Bear with me here. It just reconfirmed the street number, the 122-122.
No, it's just 1-2-2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's 12:22. I'm so sorry.
12:22. Okay.
Yes, I'm sorry.
It's okay. No worries. And then apartment 6210.
Yes.
Okay.
And that second number that I gave you, I did say 415-499-2120.
It was 415-499-2120.
Yes, that's
good.
Right.
That's good. Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. And then, let's see, did you receive treatment or therapy as well for the events that occurred?
No.
No? Okay, no worries. And lastly, here are the emergency contacts. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens. Ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
No.
No? Okay. No worries. Okay. And then for, bear with me, the forms here, trying to find the section, where is it? What is your date of birth?
10/18/75.
Okay, and again, it was 10/18/1975?
Yes.
Okay, and then your social?
Or
do you remember the last four?
The last four?
Mm-hmm. If you don't remember.
4194.
4194?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And then bear with me. Is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Give me one moment. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold while I prep them up and send them over. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. One moment.